What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? We're here at the new studio. New studio. What's up, Fool? Getting smaller, bro. Studios are getting smaller.
It's bigger, though,
this
no?
It's bigger.
You think so?
Yeah, we don't have the wobbly ass table anymore, dog.
No, that's right. Now we gotta face each other, smell each other's breath.
Huh?
What's up, Fool? Right here with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man. What's cracking?
The Lisa manager. Over here happy on her, birthday, on her birthday. Happy birthday. When you're 26.
You. 26. I've lived so much life for 26.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Aquarius, huh?
I'm an Aquarius, yeah.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Double whammy.
Double whammy. I don't really celebrate Valentine's because my birthday's 2 days later.
I know. I like that way.
You know who else shares my birthday? Is super fan Derek Slifer. His birthday today, too. Happy birthday.
How old he turns?
I don't know. Probably 30-something.
32, I think.
32. It looks like it. 32.
They just had a baby.
They just had a baby.
So did you have a good time at San Francisco?
I loved it.
All shroomed out?
We walked so much.
The 29 steps on shrooms.
29,000 steps.
You get power walkers over here.
29,000
10 steps. Miles.
We walked, it was 10 miles the whole day.
Away from the Tenderloin to what?
I didn't walk that much looking for crack.
It's a new you.
I probably did, bro.
You might have.
When I was smoking crack and living in the LA River right there in Frogtown.
With that lady?
I walked a lot, dude. I was sore the next day from walking up and down the river.
That's funny.
What's up, Fool? Yeah, well, I never we go to a lot of places, but I never done something all day.
Well, you don't do much without working. You don't go on vacations without having work there as well, you know. So it's hard for you to do something where there's no work at the end of the day.
Room wasn't ready till 3 o'clock.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Normally, I'll just fall asleep in the lobby and have them look at me till the room is ready. But this time, I left all my stuff there, walked around from 9 o'clock forever.
Damn, from 9 to 3? Yeah.
I saw a lot of things, though, man, that I normally would have, not really paid attention to if I would have been in the car or in the hotel the whole time.
Like what?
I had a good view of the bridge, too, the Bay Bridge.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome, man. Man, it was a good view. A lot of history over there, man.
Welcome to the Bay, bro.
We ran into him. We ran into him. We ran into Chris Thorin.
He was cleaning some restaurant next door.
Yeah, that was weird. We went to a place to find some vegan sandwiches and stuff. And he was opening, reopening a bar, restaurant.
Eggs and Benedict or something like that?
Friends with Benedict.
Friends with Benedict, yeah. Bro.
Benedict.
But they're basically taking a restaurant that's kind of been run down and bringing new life into it with a new concept and retraining the staff and making sure they're all on the up and up, you know.
Right there in downtown San Francisco?
This was, I forget what area this was. I don't remember what area it was. We thought it was Haight-Ashbury, but it wasn't. He said, no, bro.
Pacific, no?
He said, no, bro. These people have money over here.
Oh, Pacific, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
But it was good. But we saw another hotel that was even cheaper than when we stood in. Remember?
Yeah, Casa del Sol or something.
Casa del Sol.
It was cool. He was thinking, if you do San Francisco, that'd be a good place to put a bunch. If we have to bring extra openers and they're not covering the rooms. Put them there. There's a little pool. It's a little 60s hotel. It was cool.
It was cool. There was a bike rental place right next door. Good restaurants, though. That's the main thing in that area.
Right around that area. Right around the
a park. Lot of good food now. There's a lot of good food in San Francisco. I wish I had more time to eat.
You guys hit up Chinatown?
Yes. Yep. We got there at the end of a parade, and it felt like, man, they were about to start a fight in my head.
You were tripping, though.
Chinese New Year yesterday, right?
Yeah, man. We got on top of that trolley, although we went all the way up that hill.
The cable car, yeah.
The cable car, man.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
Just some young-ass fools who are high, bro, messing with those brakes.
Oh, they were driving?
Clutches, man.
Yeah.
To stop the trolley, the cable car, you got to put the brake back.
In gear shift.
Perfect, bro.
It takes two people, though, to pull front and back brakes. And, they're leaning their whole weight on it.
What did they let go, bro?
Get help, baby.
I wanted to help.
I was ready to jump in.
Then Lisa went over there to order some Chinese food with one eyebrow. One eyelash.
My eyelash was coming off. No. It was
and then
all
you were
smeared.
Tripping,
yeah.
Huh?
It she was looked, funny, I don't know, man. Those three girls who worked at the Chinese restaurant, they just started going, like looking at me
when
and
they
giggling.
Were closing.
We got there 15 minutes before they were closing, and they're like, take out only. And I said, okay, that's fine. That's all we want. And then I started talking and ordering from the older lady, and then these three girls over here, behind the older lady working there, and they were just giggling. I was like, why are they giggling? But I was tripping, and I was like, do they know I'm tripping? Of course, you always think that when you're tripping.
No, they don't.
And they started tripping hard over
but
there.
They're laughing at something about me. I don't know what it was.
The president sell you an eyebrow.
We started tripping hard over there, bro. What there were the brothels were, with all the different type of strip bars
clubs,
are at,
yeah.
Where Jack Kurek used to live, I guess, that area.
Yeah.
And man, we started tripping harder. We saw this old ass lady who was like 76, bro, walking up the hill with two hiking sticks.
The trekker poles, yeah.
Trekker poles. And like 15 of her family members falling behind her.
Like step.
Walking step, slow behind step, her, bro. Like
this whole crowd of family members.
They were looking at her, man. What was his grandma's last birthday?
Give it for the last hike, bro.
It looked like she was like trying to accomplish something big, and they're all behind her, like, yeah, this sucks, but okay, go, grandma.
At 90.
She was paying for everything, bro.
Probably. That's probably why they were following her.
I don't want to walk on crutches like that, dog.
What are we going to do with mom?
Exactly, man. There was a lot of people out there, man. How was Big Bear, fool?
Big Bear was cool. It was chill as fuck, dog.
Tell us what happened,
did
bro.
Did he ski?
Oh, no.
Hell no. He rode down the hill.
Tubing.
Tubing? What's that?
Yeah, like mad smoking.
What's tubing?
On a tube. Just go down the snow.
Like a sled, but it's an inner tube.
You got brought up? Your own inner tube?
No, you rent it right there.
How big is the hill?
It's pretty big, dude. And they have different hills. They have like, you know, medium.
I'll be on the bunny
small,
trail.
And you got to hold on?
Yeah, you just hold on. Yeah, you just glide
handles.
Down, dog.
But they're like a grip to hold on?
Hell no. You just
they
you
don't
hold,
have handles
yeah,
on those?
Yeah, some of them have handles. Yeah. You can just do freeway. You just chill. You're
like
not going to fall off.
Tubing in the water, like yeah. Water skiing, they have handles on
and then
them.
If you're bigger, you grab the little kid and put them in there. They don't fall off.
How about the bottom of your ass? What does that hit?
Nothing. Ground. You're on the tube. It's like it's an inner tube for a tire.
But like there's a hole in it, bro. Won't that like the snow keep hitting
you
your
ass?
You
kick it right there, yeah. Dog.
Your butt goes
can you
there.
Guide it?
Yeah, fool. Dude, you're all moving and shit.
Use your stomach.
It's tight, dog.
Use your core.
We used to bring inner tubes back in the day up there, dog.
Well, they're fast, though. They're fast?
As fast as you kind of want it. You kind of just get a groove, dog.
And you got to walk up the hill again, do it again?
Yeah. It's
funny. I grew up in snow, and I never,
you never
used
did
an
that?
Inner tube. No.
What'd you guys use?
Peonity.
Cardboard for a while until it got all sloppy and wet.
I used cardboard.
And then and we'd have sleds. Like you could buy those little $5 plastic sleds. The
you guys
discs.
Never used the oh okay those are cool.
Discs,
you guys yeah. Never used the wax covered cardboard.
No, I like never it? Found any of that.
Okay,
we just went dumpster diving for cardboard.
The only time,
none of the good stuff.
The only time I saw that was on vacation, Christmas vacation, bro. When Chibi Chi goes later, dudes.
Best scene in the whole
but
movie.
But, dude, I've seen people do it with logs and stuff.
Logs?
Yeah. Let's who's get on a big-ass log. I'm telling you, man. I'm not messing with you.
Rodrigo's hanging out with Johnny Appleseed.
Nah, who's riding a log?
Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, right? Dude.
That's not aerodynamic
dude.
At all or light.
Dude, like a smooth log with a little handle on it? You think
man versus wild.
Dude, this log is going back to, like, 88,
it.
Dude.
Fucking log jammer.
There you go, dog. I'm telling you, fool. Dude, we used to go up with this other family. The dad would bring a compressor. Dude, that fool had like 12 inner tubes. And everybody would get on it. Just chaos, dude, for like 6-7 hours.
That
dog.
Sounds fun.
And then some fool would come down with a big old truck and put a bunch of ice on the back of the truck and bring it
home.
Down. And everybody get their cup of ice with like concentrated milk, dog. Like, dude, nice. It was badass, dude. It was cool. Raspados, dog.
Yeah, man, there used to be a guy named Turi. His brother name is, his little brother name was Rulis and Joe. We used to hang around with Joe and Rulis. But he had another brother who was older kid, Turi. And that fool went to skateboards and all that. And him and his friends, they went to Big Bear and they filled up their truck full of ice, bro. And they drove the truck inside the projects. And everybody's having a snow fight in a project.
Oh, even dude, that's exactly what'll happen, dog.
It's funny enough, but you have to go there and grab it and run through it.
Yeah, dude, that shit's fun, dude, when you're a little kid, man.
Taking off.
Yeah, man.
Whoops. It is fun, man.
That shit is fun.
How far is Big Bear, though, to drive?
Dude, an hour. Well, from Riverside.
I thought it was 2 hours.
It's probably about an hour and 45 minutes from L.A., dude. Dude, but to go up the hill, it took me 40 minutes. It was quick, dude. So I haven't been up there in like, well, probably a year and a half, dude.
You took your truck?
Yeah, the little Toyota, the little silver bullet, dude.
I haven't. Did you see a lot of mules?
No, I didn't see any deer, dude. Just like a couple skunks, some raccoons.
That'd I don't know. Crazy. There's a Lake Arrowhead up there, right?
Yeah, so then you take the other road and go that way. Lake Arrowhead, Big Bear Lake, and then Big Bear, Running Springs.
I think the first time that I went there was a long time ago, and they had like a rental house.
Yeah, like what, a cabin or something?
Yeah, a cabin, yeah. And we ate. I remember I made chilaquiles. That was my first time I made chilaquiles for everybody with el pato sauce, bro. And when everybody, and I became friends with everybody, bro. People were asking me to come over.
I'm friends with the cook. Eh?
And I went skiing with some guy that used to, I forgot his name, but he's from that hood, La Morada.
Oh, okay.
Right there by Marshall High School. And that dude was like a friend of my baby mama. And I hung out with him. And that fool took me skiing, bro. Like he went to go rent skis, but he was ready to rent skis.
Guys took the lift.
He had the ski outfit and everything, bro. Bro, I was skiing with Levi's.
That's all good.
And no lessons, bro.
You gotta,
I just put on my ski. He just told me how to stop, and I did it.
Yeah, you got to glide and go to the side, and you put
I
those did
it,
down.
Bro. I even tried to do a little jump, but I fucked it up.
Oh, no, dog. Don't fuck around with that shit.
It was like a little ramp, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try it.
Get Sonny Bono over
nothing,
here,
bro.
Yeah, dude. It's, if you can, you're just gliding. That's all the same thing with snowboarding, you know?
You done snowboarding?
Yeah, I don't like it, though.
Why? You fall?
I fucking ate shit one time, all nasty, dog. And I was like, dude, grab that shit, fucking threw it, and fucking went down there, dude, and fucking said, fuck all that.
Well, now, when you're around snowboarding, you slide down, or
you're just sliding side to side, dude, kind of. And then you stop like that. But, yeah, dude, if you fucking eat shit hardcore, dude, I was in Bear Mountain, dude. So fucking.
You guys barbecued, or what did you guys eat?
Barbecued, fucking.
Outside? Baked. Like what kind
outside.
Of? Carne asada
yeah.
And rice,
carne asada
beans,
and fucking, guacamole. Chicken, guacamole, all that shit.
Damn,
tacos.
Damn.
And then the last day, steaks.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
The one thing I noticed when I went with, when people invite me, they never bust out a steak.
Fools are cheap, dog.
I don't understand, you know. If you're going to invite me and I'm a meat eater, have some good steaks for everyone.
Dude, ribeyes are on sale. I say to brothers.
Yeah, man, have steaks, bro. Don't be bullshitting with, wow, we're going to make a little casserole. Fuck the casserole, bro.
What do you have?
Oh, man, we're going to make carne asada. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's fine, man. But, you know, if it's two couples, make sure there's a nice fucking fat steak for everybody, man.
Yeah, man.
Make it right. Make some sauce for it.
All that shit.
Like fucking El Paso Steve.
Oh, damn.
Remember that fool invited us to his house? And I thought we were going to have like hot dogs and hamburgers. No, man. That fool had 10 steaks and everybody got a steak. I ain't going to lie. I wanted another steak.
Those were the biggest shrimp I've ever ate, dog.
I wasn't going to lie, man. I wanted another steak.
Barbecue those shrimps, dog. They're that
fucking
big.
Tiger sauce shrimp. Was delicious, huh?
Yeah, dog. You got down.
And that was the day we ate all those edibles, huh?
Yeah, we made them, dude.
We fell asleep.
Dude, I fucking fell asleep in that bed, dog. I put my little shoes right next to the bed. Dog.
He let you sleep on the bed?
No, dude, nobody said anything. I just went in the room, closed the door. Fucking
that was crazy, dude. We were in El Paso with that dude, Gabriel, Mondo, me, you, Martin, Ivan.
Benny.
And Benny. And that fool. When we ate those edibles, I remember eating, and that fool said, man, guys, you know what? If you want to take a nap after we eat, man, I consider it an honor because that means you really enjoy my food. Next, you know.
I didn't hear all that shit. I did it before that.
You're already out, dude.
Well, I was in a row.
That fucking steak was delicious.
It was good, dog.
It was good. What's up, fool? So, yeah, man, I have fun in San Francisco, man. It was my only day off. And then the next day.
You guys got there Saturday?
Saturday. The next day, I had to go to Oakland to do that show with D-Ray Davis, Bruce.
What's up, yo?
What's up, yo? And Preacher Lawson, Fortune Feenster, which we had on our show. I saw Sadiki Fuller doing some backflips backstage. Saw Bruce, bro. He was killing me, bro. Telling me funny stories about the vegan guru.
What vegan guru do?
Oh, man, y'all, you don't want me to get started. Anyways, get started, Sneaks man. Or Sleeks told me to tell you what's up.
Oh, yeah?
What's his name?
Ski-Ski.
Ski-Ski, yeah, man. They're all losing weight, bro. They're all vegan now.
Yeah, dude. He's all
they're
the
trying, bro.
Yeah, man.
He said he's going to take us to, watch, when y'all go to.
Bucket.
There's a Bruce. When y'all go to Atlanta, y'all give me a call. I'm going to take you to the best vegan raw restaurant ever. He said that he went to a place like the one that we went to when we were in
Boulder,
where we had those wraps.
The wrap, taco wraps were the shit. Yeah,
he said he had some good ass wrap that cost like $10. He said, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I could eat three.
I know you can, Bruce.
But those, some people, like those probably were the best raw wraps you ever had, huh?
Yeah, those were really delicious. I mean, I don't know about those raw hamburgers, dog.
I don't know. That. Yeah. But that little raw fajita wrap was delicious, man.
Dude, I'll put that against anything, dog.
I could eat 10 of those in Hawaii.
Super bomb.
Shout out, people. We're coming to Hawaii, man. March what? March
1st or the 3rd? Or the
March 4th? 2nd. We're going to be in Hilo. That's right, at the in Hilo. So look out for that. Me and Rodrigo and our featured comedian to be announced later. Hawaii. We're doing Hawaii with Paul Rodriguez. And some lady named Sarah Rodriguez. We're going to be doing that on March 3rd in Honolulu at the Blaisdell Center. So look out for that. And March 2nd, the Palace Theater in Hilo, Hawaii. March 9th through 11th at Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. Man, get those tickets. That show's going to sell out. And also, shows February 22nd at Lemoore, California. Lemoore, California, Tachi Casino. That show is sold out. February 23rd, Las Vegas, Nevada at Treasure Island. February 24th, Rochester, Washington at Lucky Eagle Casino. Get those dates, people, at FelipeSWorld.com. What's up, fool? New studio, bro.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking great.
Smells like wood.
Yeah, very woody, dog.
Smells like shellac.
Fucking sawdusty.
That's a word people use a lot. What happened, bro? They shellacked them.
Back in the day, right?
Left them clean. I've been watching a couple of new shows, people. If you want to get into them, I want Netflix, Godless. That show sucks.
That's what we were watching that one day, huh?
I was watching 4 episodes, dude. And you know,
didn't go anywhere.
Had to get me started, bro. It's taking too slow. Too slow.
I'll tell you this, though. What I fucking laughed hard at the other day. I watched the first episode of Flight of the Conchords, dog.
Oh, man.
That fool is fucking hilarious.
Flight of the Conchords is hilarious, dog.
Dude. That one scene where that fool's all by himself, all trying to be all emo, dog. That shit killed me, dog.
Who?
That Arch Barker
fool. Oh, that was the first episode,
huh?
Oh, my
God, dude.
That was hilarious. Arch Barker, when he goes, I'm just trying to be the lonely guy over here, man. Dude, that was funny. How about, did you get to the episode where that fool dating his ex?
And he brings that fool.
Hey, man, fool. That's tough to watch, but it was funny, dog.
Fool, how about when she leaves him, dog?
It goes back to the other dude.
On the street, fool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dog.
That was funny how then that fool wrote a little song.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's some bad jams, dude. Like, dude, I never got hip to that show, dog.
Hey, man, the fucking Kiwis are funny.
Oh, yeah, man. Those are the New Zealand folk, you know?
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Man, I had a big old development deal meeting today with these two ladies from the Vin Diesel's production company.
How'd it go?
It went good, bro. Everybody's happy. A lot of nodding of the head, a lot of smiling, a lot of kissing ass right now. So the next step is we're going to find a writer that we can work with for about a couple of months to give them all our ideas and put our ideas on paper and develop a pitch so we could pitch it to networks. I'm hoping this show could be on preferably broadcast, like ABC, NBC, CBS.
One of the big three?
The big three. But if we want more freedom, we're going to have to go to Netflix, you know? Like, you know, there's some stuff that people won't put on regular TV that you could do on other TVs, like a weed delivery. A weed delivery show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that regular show now because people are be sad. Mike Pence starts crying.
Dude, and then what? Jeff Sessions come after you?
Jeff Sessions will come after you, bro. That's funny, man. That guy who's against weed, his last name is Sessions.
Let's have a little sesh.
Let's have a little Sessions.
Dude, you know
he's just name a weed. Anybody who's against weed as a politician, they should name the weed after him, bro. Like, what happened, bro? Oh, dog, you gotta smoke that Jeff Sessions. After this, you just wanna quit.
He's still calling weed a gateway drug, dog.
A gateway drug. It's funny when they say that. Well, there's not been enough study on it. Of course not, because you outlaw the drug. There's not enough story on heroin because you outlawed it. I could tell you the story. I could tell you the history of heroin. It's bad.
It's very dark.
It's bad drug, right?
Oh, dude.
And have you ever been hooked on Oxycontin? You're going to get hooked on heroin when you can't find Oxycontin, and it works vice versa.
Yeah, but dude, heroin goes back to the ancient Chinese, dog. The opium dens.
So what happened, Marco Polo?
Yeah, dude, that's how it spread, dog.
The opium, huh?
Yeah, dog. And then
you think it was done by a scientist?
No, that's natural shit like weed, dog. It's processed. If you don't put shit in it, you know what I mean? Ain't like the coca leaf. It got processed and became powder, but those
someone figured it out, huh?
Hell yeah, dog. Because they have a little tea over there, dude. Like, you know, don't say when you go up to Machu Picchu or whatever.
Machu Picchu.
You chew on coca leaves because the altitude and elevation and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but that's all old school shit. That's all, you know what I mean? Natural shit.
What's up with fools crying, bro?
Hey, dog, we got the fucking carton of Kleenex here for him.
What's up with food? Like, what I've been seeing a lot, man, it's kind of annoying. Not annoying, but I see, like, young Marines, you know, when we fly to Dallas-Fort Worth, there's only, like, the hub of a lot of Marines, a lot
coming
of...
Coming home?
No, a lot of Army people, a lot of Navy kids, they're, like, going to their destination. Like, they already graduated, so their next stop is Biloxi, Mississippi, or whatever they're going. And usually, like, it's always, like, a white dude, like, an older, beat-up, Hank Hill-looking white dude walks up to them and stops them and shakes their hand and tries to be all loud, "Thank you for your service." But now this guy is supposedly, he's walking around like he's patriotic, dog. Like, he never picked up a fucking gun. You know, he never, like, did anything. But now him saying "thank you for your service" makes him the better person. They walk around like they're the better person now because they actually acknowledge that they're there.
Yeah, this American don't kneel.
We don't know if this guy getting shipped out of service, like he just got kicked out.
Yeah, what if he's a cook, eh?
Yeah. "Thank you for your service." What is a mop holder? Hey, man, the Army needs janitors too, man. I've been to the Army tour. There's janitors.
Jerry's ex-wife's fucking stepdad, he was a World War II veteran. You know what he did?
What?
He was a cook. Yeah, dog. Shrimp Louie, that was his name, dog. An old Jewish one. I'm not messing with you. These are not lies, dog. He was a cook. He said he used a shovel once.
Yeah, the reason I'm talking about this because when I thought about this, I had watched Bill Burr on a Tonight Show. How people got upset, and he was talking about how these Army guys were walking in the airport, and a bunch of old white farts started clapping like you know, like a parade.
God bless America.
God bless America. America, USA.
USA.
Some people like to tell you USA in your face, basically to just tell you to fuck you.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, USA! Really, but they're not saying it like, we're all here together as Americans. Nah, it's like, fuck you, USA.
Lick my balls, USA. Dude, it's just cheerleading, dog. That's all it is.
Cheerleading, huh?
Seriously, man.
Those guys are not going to help out a veteran, dog. I don't see it. They're not going to go out there and... Like us, bro, we acknowledge. We had a couple of veterans on our show. We had Reyes Calera. We had Big Dog Mario. We had Carlos Oscar. We had Earthquake here. We had and then a couple of the female comedians we had here. That's how we do it, dog.
Yeah, man. I'm going to advertise it and shit. You know what I mean?
Next time I see a veteran, bro, like a young Marine, and someone yells out, starts clapping like an idiot, bro, I'm going to have confetti, bro. I'm going to throw confetti at that man. To make it a real parade.
Dude, you seen that thing that we were watching on the news real quick when we were in Corpus? About that the teacher over there in El Monte?
Oh, wow. Talk about it.
Well, he's a teacher and he's a school board member of the school board. And I guess he was caught on video. Some kid recorded him because he's wearing a Marine shirt. That the lowest of the low go into the military. It's not like they're not sending their brightest. And then the whole community came up on the uproar. They need to fire him. But he's holding his ground, dude. And he says he's not going to step down. But see, regardless of what that man said, he also has his constitutional right to free speech, the same constitutional right that lets you bear arms and whatnot. But, you know, right now it's all sensitive because, you know, the military and all this shit, dude. But, yeah, man, I forgot what his name is.
What did he say, though, exactly?
He said that the only losers go there, basically, or just the lowest of the low. That, you know, it's not like the brightest of our citizens go in the military.
Well, if you ask, like, anybody like who grew up in the inner city and they don't have, like, they don't have a scholarship, right? So they could apply for that GI Bill.
Right.
But you know how long that takes to get? It's a lot of paperwork, I heard.
Yeah, and what if you died before?
You don't get it.
Remember El Catrín, yeah. His brother? He got recruited by Bobby Law.
Bobby Wardlaw, the comedian.
Yeah, and he said that was the biggest mistake he've ever made, dog. He conned him into it. Dude, they used to call me, fool, when as soon as I turned 18, they wouldn't stop, dog.
I see a leader in you.
Dude, they would not stop. But I was just like, nah, I mean, you have to register by law, but I'm telling you.
Like these jokes, like when you do these type of jokes, like we're just talking about it. We're not really joking. When I did the Army base, I was in the Army base, bro. I was in Otham, Alabama, Dothan, Alabama. And I did that joke. I said, wow, bro. So who joined here? Because a recruiter, and everybody clapped, you know. Then I said, oh, what happened, bro? They saw a leader in you guys, huh? And now you're holding a mop. The audience died, bro.
Why did they die, though?
They died because it's true. And they were dying. And so, you know, once I got the laugh, I threw in more jokes about how. He goes, yeah, man. Like some people, they come. He goes, some people, you know, like they come here and they have big expectations, and they realize, no, man, you're stupid. You ain't gonna ride that fucking helicopter. You're gonna clean the fucking windows. And they were dying right now. If you were to say this joke in a non-military base, like this joke's kill in a military base because we have military people here who are open to stand-up comedy. Now, if I were to do this joke in a comedy club, someone who's never served for the armed forces, someone who has probably never been around a cadet, who's never been around a veteran, will get the most offended. The most. Don't say that about our Marines. Motherfucker, I said this joke on a fucking Army base, you son of a bitch.
Acting like they know it all, dude.
Acting like they know it all. What would you do? Somebody come like tell you, you don't know about the Marine, brother.
What? I'll just laugh it off. I don't give a fuck. What are you gonna do? Seriously. And it's ever all these fucking blowhards.
At ease, soldier.
Yeah, dude. Fucking hoorah! But dude, like people get all fucking their panties in a bunch, dog, over bullshit.
They didn't even know how funny and fucking Marine people want to have a good time.
Oh,
too.
Dude, they want to get entertained, dog. Sitting there all bored all day, fucking loading, fucking. Artillery
and every planes. Time I remember talking to that Army woman as a soldier, and I asked her, "What do you do all day for the Army?" All day, I spent my whole day trying not to get ridden up,
and that's a skill in itself, dude.
Because at the end of the day, it's a job.
Oh yeah, dude.
It's not like they volunteered.
Oh hell no, dude! You know what you signed up for.
They had life choices.
Oh yeah, dog.
Like, if you don't have, like, you know, nobody rich is joining the military.
Oh, dude.
And if they're rich, they started off at military school. Like, if they went to high school for it, the one that went to, like, Fort Bragg, the one that went to the military schools, those guys are going to be the officer, right?
Yeah, totally.
Not the one that just joined in. You're going to rise up to be an admiral, right?
Shit, unless you're, like, really fucking, I don't know.
Because education still counts, right?
Of course it does.
You just can't go in there and well, I'm going to be an admiral one day without ever taking a test. You got to take a test. You got to study. You got to pay attention. You got to focus. You know, and if you want to, the people who wash the deck. I knew a guy within a night in a Navy from my neighborhood. He fucking came out, had a good job, bro, a good city job. And I asked him, what'd you do all day? Man, when all those planes took off, I would mop the deck and then go wash those windows on those planes.
That was his job.
That was his job. But if shit were to go down, of course, he's ready to pick up a gun, too.
Right.
Like, if shit goes down, like, we need officers, he'd be the one of the first guy they're gonna put. They're gonna give a gun and put him on land, and they're ready. These guys are killers. They're ready, but they all have different types of jobs.
Right. You also can look at, like, just look at our country's leaders, dog. From the last three presidencies, dude, have any of their children went to the service?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying, fool.
What's good enough for the goose should be good enough for the gander.
Everybody in the hood knows somebody that went into the military.
Everybody. Like, I grew up in the housing projects. It don't matter where you grew up. Even if you're, like, in another country, if you grew up in the inner city, you know.
Lower middle class.
You know someone who fought. You know someone who didn't come back.
And also, and remember, we're watching, this is back. Now, we weren't hanging with El Catrín anymore, but we're seeing that special on CNN about how they were ambushing LAPD right there in your neighborhood. And right there up the street from Allenby's. And they were saying that some of these guys coming back from the first Iraq war were coming back, going to their gangs and showing them the tactics.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm calling about, redistributing the wealth, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dog. Shit's crazy, fool. You got to learn what you train, fool. Christopher Dorner, that dude that took out all those cops, he was ex-military.
It's been a year, though. I think during these times when they caught him.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Christopher Dorden?
Dorner, remember that?
Christopher Dorner, man. Anybody look it up, man. He was the real Bourne Identity.
He got those fools in L.A. He killed a cop in Riverside, fool. We were in Nyack when it happened.
They killed that fool with a drone?
They killed that fool. They just set it on fire. They got him in Big Bear, fool. Right up there. They set it on fire in the end. And he killed a San Bernardino County Sheriff deputy.
You think he it's tough. Like, there was no way he could have gotten away, right?
At that point, unless he had more artillery, but...
Yeah, but they knew his face already, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But for how long he got away?
How long?
Shit, that... No police shootings, no cops killed any black kids that week.
Nobody.
That's a real Black Panther.
Yeah, man. No school shootings either.
Yeah, none of that shit. Cops weren't on motorcycles. Cops were four-door car, remember, when we came back?
Scared.
Dude, fuck, you never know, dog. And all that shit he learned in
for
the military.
For one dude.
One dude.
Now imagine, man, if it's 10 of them.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, you think these school shootings are crazy? Wait till some shit really goes down. Because, dude, I don't know what it is to lose a homie right next to me that gets his face blown off. And then, like, you go in there and you see the real bullshit opposed to what they show you on TV, what they show you on the news. It's a whole different ballgame, dog. You can fuck somebody's psychology up, dude.
Well, so Alex Jones, bro, saying that there's actors there.
He's the only actor, dog.
I don't think how some people actually believe that at some of these school shootings, they're actually actors, bro.
Dude, did you see those kids crying on the fucking TV?
I know, man.
The
parents? I saw a video, bro.
Come on, dog.
I really felt bad for that teacher, bro.
Oh, dude, that's fucking wrecked.
That made me cry, bro. I saw a cartoon, and it was sad, dude. It was like a cartoon with a bunch of little... That coach? Oh, the cartoon.
Welcome back, yeah.
Yeah, it was
a retweeted that shit.
Oh, it was sad, huh?
Dude, it's like, dude, that stuff right there, those are real heroes. But see, it takes a tragedy to bring out a hero, fool. That's fucked up that fool had to do that. But you know what? He stood his ground is what coach and what teachers need to do in America, not only in America, all over the world, that you have to put yourself in front of the children because they are their future. Let me tell you how many teachers, I mean, I've never been in that position, but how many teachers would do that?
A lot of teachers, bro.
You know what I mean?
Teachers, you don't understand, man. Teachers will get in front of you for a bullet, even without a gun on their pockets. That's how much they love kids.
That's beyond balls, dude.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, dude, shit's crazy, dog. And dude, now we just got to get used to this shit, dog. It's like normal.
Now they're saying that maybe the teacher were armed. Really, man? We're going to live in a military zone?
Yeah, what if they shoot another kid in the back of the head trying to shoot the perpetrator? And on top of that...
Just say you're ready, man. The cop already has guns. Now they're chasing that guy with a gun. Now, regular Joe civilian, bro, he has a gun. He fucking shows up to the scene with his gun. Then... Later on, somebody else shows up with a gun. Now we got fucking four people shooting. We don't know who the fuck they're shooting at.
And then they're just going to kill themselves. Well, and on top of that, dude, I don't want to be a dick or nothing saying that it's a national tragedy now. But, dude, how many times have there been school shootings in hoods where a fool fucking did drive-bys or shit like that into the school and they never reported that shit?
Never, man.
And then two losers in fucking Columbine, Colorado fucking shoot up a school and all of a sudden it's a national tragedy, dog? The fuck out of here.
Hell yeah, man. There was shootings in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
There you go, dog.
All we do is close the school.
Lockdown, fool.
What's up, fool? We have an advertiser this week, man.
Yeah, man.
If you want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable.
Right.
You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. Because you have big ass balls. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world. MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will own, made from a sustainable source, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. Now, I've been wearing these for a while, man. And like these underwears, they have like a little extra pocket in the front so it rests your testicles.
Tight.
So they're tight, man. And it's not, it don't feel like when you wear like Hanes and you wear like it's choking you right there. No, man. These underwear, they have extra room. For the fellas, MeUndies diamond seam pouches cradle your jewels and give you the stuff, the support it needs without feeling too tight, bro.
And chilling like a monarch.
Ladies will love the soft, eco-friendly fabric, so soft and touchable. 100% satisfaction guarantee. They guarantee you will love your undies or your money back. So after a while, man, if you get tired of these underwears, just send them back all sweaty. You get your money back. Right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. And MeUndies is so sure you will love their underwear, they even offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You order a pair, and if you don't love it, your first pair, you get a refund. This is a no-brainer to try. 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? To get your 20% off, free shipping, and their 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and get the best and softest underwear you will ever own, go to MeUndies.com/foo. That's MeUndies.com/foo. This is a limited time offer, so what are you waiting for? Start wearing the best underwear of your life. It changed my life. It's time to let MeUndies change yours. Go to MeUndies.com, foo, right now. MeUndies.com/FOOL. Right now. Get those tight-ass underwears on. What's up, fool?
Shit, I'm just waiting to try me a little pair.
You didn't get one?
Nah, dude. Put the jewels in there, dog. Nice and safe.
But I wore them, man, and I can't believe that. I know cotton. Cotton is soft. But they're coming up with so many other fabrics, huh?
Well, I noticed those ones you have that had that like weird like little anti-sweat fabric. That's the only thing I don't like wearing about long on underwears. Where you get the little sweat in the creases between your legs. Dog.
Yeah.
They get a little too hot.
But these were good, dude.
Breathable?
It's soft and breathable. And I could do a back kick without ripping them.
Who you kicking, dog?
You know what, Raza? Man, ladies and gentlemen, we had an awesome time in Corpus Christi, Texas. We were working there with an amazing comedian, Raymond Horta. I don't know if you know him. Prende la vela. This guy, man, is doing his own thing, man. Like, some people out there, they want to go viral, and they're not ready to go viral. They go viral, and they don't have material for stand-up comedy. Or you don't know when something's going to hit. And this guy, man, he did like a video of him ranting about the Dallas Cowboys, how horrible they were doing, and Tony Romo stuff. And it went viral. I think it hit 800,000 people in one day. Then it peaked at 5 million. And this guy pretty much ended up making a stand-up career out of it and started touring his towns and making money. And we worked with him last night. Raymond Horta, comedian. So check him out on Instagram. Tell him that we said, what's up, fool? And go Raiders, even though he's a Cowboy fan.
You got to throw that in there, dog.
He has a big fan base.
Yeah, dude.
They knew him.
Little phenomenon out there, dude. He's from the Valley right there. Close to what? Brownsville and McAllen?
Brownsville.
Yeah, man.
The oldest 30-year-old I've ever seen. Sometimes, man, 30 is tough to believe nowadays, man. Because millennials are fucking getting fucked up too much. Whenever a millennial say he's 30, or man, you know, man, there's 30 is tough.
There's some rough 30-year-olds out there, man.
There's some rough 30-year-olds.
Bad genes, fool.
With rough-ass hand, walking with gout.
This fool, dog. Yeah, man, dude, there's some fucking fucked-up looking fools out there.
He's like
dog.
A merch machine, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, dog.
Raymond?
Yeah, dog.
What did he have, bro?
He has
beanies, pinche cowboys, right?
Hats. He has the fitted ones, and then the trucker hats, and he has the t-shirts. He has his aunt selling them, and his dad. That was his aunt right there, the one looking like Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, dude. He was his dad was like an old ass Kramer,
and he's 40.
He was 50, bro.
Yeah, man, it was cool though, man.
Shout out to Raymond Norta. I hope your stepfather had a full recovery, fool. And let's work again, bro.
Yeah, man.
Let's go to South Dakota together, North Dakota. I'd like to go hit up. I would like to do shows with him and Paul Rodriguez, but in places where not that many Mexican Americans have went, you know. But really hit them hard, like Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo.
Somewhere where we know there's Latinos and they will drive to go see us. Oh, yeah. Like Toledo.
Hey, what's up with that 60-year-old skateboarder dog in the
corner? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He inspired you? Oh, I want
to. He didn't fucking inspire me to go punch people, bro.
I could not believe what I was seeing.
He was fucking ridiculous.
You know what he reminded me of?
Corpus Christi, Texas. Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas, man. I want to give someone another shout out, too. They hooked me up. I can't remember, bro.
Who, homeboy, Richard, the little fool?
Oh, the barbershop.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Downtown Barbershop.
Downtown Barbershop in Corpus Christi, Texas. They hooked up a nice haircut.
Oh, yeah, man. They were cool.
15 bucks. It was good, right?
Oh, it was cool as fuck. It's, yeah. Well, this fool. Oh, here we go. Downtown Barbershop right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. And Gus cut my hair. And what was the young lady's name?
I forgot her name.
Yeah, 412 North Chaparral, Corpus Christi.
Yeah, man, if you guys ever in the area, go hit them up, man. They're pretty decent haircuts. And I'm not saying that because I'm kissing ass. It was a good haircut.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking good, dude, because you can't do it. Sometimes you'd be getting fucked up out there, dog, by some barbers, huh?
Yeah, man, but they got to hit their food game. They got to hit their food game, bro. That Whataburger is delicious, but let me tell you something about places like Corpus Christi, man. They don't have that many restaurants right there by the beach because it's the beach area, and they're more like a seasonal business area.
Because
all they have is a subway that's open. But the gas station, bro, you fucking ate some good tacos, huh?
That's Stripes.
Stripes.
One of barbacoa, one of guisado, which was the best, and what was the last one? Forgot what the fuck it was. But the best one was guisado, dog.
Guisado.
And they smeared it with refried beans. But you can tell it was refried beans with lard, dog. The real good ones. But I only ate one of the tortillas, dog, trying to keep it low carb over here, dog.
It was good.
Yeah. But I was going to tell you, the only reason we found that barbershop is because you went to go get that pizza at Urbana,
a vegan pizza with a tore up.
Yeah, dude. At first, I was looking on there. It didn't say, sausage pizza. But then I looked at the sausages that you bought and you gave them to, and they cut up and put it on the pizza.
It was good, dude. I was starving.
Yeah, dude. But back to that 60-year-old skateboarder, dog.
Oh, my God, dude.
Who does a hand plant, dog, in 2018, dog? He was acting like he was on a ramp, huh?
Oh, my God. This guy was, he was skating the way people skated before cool skating came around. Like, this guy was skating in the style of
Lords of Dogtown.
Before Lords of Dogtown. He was like he was skating in a style that Lords of Dogtown replaced.
So the Zephyr team skating, eh?
Yes. This guy was skating like with cones. Like if this kid could do a handstand, he'll do it, eh?
If we remember we're at the barbershop and we're all talking about it, and then the guy that was cutting my hair is all, oh yeah, he has knee pads and elbow pads. I'm like, yeah, that's a guy.
This guy was wearing, he's got like 65 years old. He has knee pads on, elbow pads on. A fucking helmet, probably. And he's skating around right there by the Selena statue. And he's doing, oh my God. That fucking whack-ass trick he did, dude, where...
The shred?
He got on top of the bench, and then he fucking...
Did a handstand, dude. But it was all in slow motion, dude. It's like, what are you doing this for, dude? Fucking osteoporosis skateboarding over here, dog.
Yeah, man. He was Power Peralta.
But remember you said that there was a guy you and El Catrin used to work with at a Dodger Stadium, and he'll give you a high five all slow.
Yeah.
That's what he reminded me of. It was all like fucking slow motion, dog. I couldn't believe it, dog. I didn't want to laugh. I don't want to come over here and start shit, but dude, that shit was too much for me.
You did want to laugh.
Dude, it's like, really, dude, if you're married.
You would laugh loud.
Oh, my God. Dude, I would have fucking fell into the ocean, dog.
It was funny, dude, that those moves were like, really, dog?
It's like the
shit. It looked like the kind of moves you make on an electric skateboard.
It's the kind of moves you make when you're on a skateboard that you don't know how to skate, but you just do the moves real quick because you got a skateboard, dog. It was horrible, dude. I couldn't believe it, dog.
He knew we were staring, huh?
Oh, dude. He came by like three times. Like,
you want to start shit or what?
No, I got him on Snapchat, but he wanted me like to record him again. Get the fuck out of here, dog. Dude.
Man, people at that show were fucked up.
God damn, dude. Motherfuckers in Texas Corpus drink.
Christi, no. I don't know what the whole state of Texas is, but they love beer and guns.
Well, dude, they have their own Bud Light that says Texas right there on there. And the alcohol content's a little stronger in Texas than Cali.
Man, what's up with
with who?
These people at the theater, they fucking got rid of the food fast. Dude. Like, they were waiting for us to all leave at the same time so they could snatch up all our food.
They thought we were gone. We're just over there settling up in the merch and came back and that shit was gone, dude. You know that shit was in somebody's trunk, fool.
Fuck yeah.
They jacked the spread.
Camera guy.
They jacked the rider, eh?
I have fun over there, man.
It was fucking cool. Dude, the crowd in Corpus Christi, Texas is a shit, dog.
Well, you go killed it, man. He wants to do a special there.
This fool, dog. It was badass. And shout out to Ozzy Garcia from Corpus, man. Thank you very much for coming to the merch booth saying what's up.
And Robert Morales for showing it up. Like and a soldier, up. Dog. And also, I really didn't get to say hello to them, but Joint Venture Sandwich Shop. Joint Venture. If you ever want to get a sandwich in Corpus Christi and buy a bong at the same time, go to Joint Venture Sandwich Shop and tell them that we said, "What's up, fool?"
It's a perfect combo.
Corpus is changing, bro, but it's changing. It's moving slow, huh?
Hell yeah, dude.
Talk about gentrification moving slow. It's there.
Oh, yeah. It's there. It's even there, dog.
Like the building right across the street is totally modern.
Oh, yeah.
Then the barbershop that we were at, man, you can just push it that building down.
Because the building in front of it was one of those new buildings with the...
They got to keep it old, though.
Yeah, exactly, dog. You're losing its mystique. Like, they have that storefront and then the lofts on the top. That's why that city, fool, you've been there. We stopped there one time. That's when we stopped there and you found some bud, dog, when we got out of the car. Santa Cruz. They're the only ones that fucking tell corporations to go suck it, huh, fool?
Suck it.
That fucking Starbucks ain't in there. No, nobody, dog.
This goes off for everyone, anybody who living in Texas, Houston area, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, and you used to live in California and you missed that California sun, that whole beach life. Listen, man, you ain't going to get in Texas, but I could tell you right now what beaches you can go to and still have like a good time. Like, I would say Galveston, bro. That place was badass. We didn't have enough time, but we got high there.
Yeah, man.
Remember we parked our car and all the Rasta was coming in with fucking like Santa Monica style.
Yeah, dude.
They were showing up deep with lawn chairs, barbecue pits. And they were all heading to the beach. They were doing barbecue pits in that parking space.
That was America that day, dog.
That was straight up America, huh?
Yeah, dog.
They were having a Mardi Gras festival.
We were right there towards the end of the parade. We caught it because all that traffic, dog.
Straight up Tejanos, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
So, man, if you're looking for a beach life, man, it's that 2-hour drive from Houston, man. Galveston was amazing.
Yeah, Galveston's the shit, dude. And it's still like that old America with all those old like shops and
yeah. Little restaurants. But still, there's some surf there.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah, dude. Those waters were nuts. But
you can't lose it, man, because you might get a splinter, man, because, man, all the restaurants are in the ocean. But we didn't get to go see, like, the amusement park, but it's kind of like the Boardwalk in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, dude. It has that Ferris wheel and shit, but I don't know if it was all closed down because of that, but that's that one spot where that one restaurant and that one, like, surf shop has that shark that looks like Martin.
Yeah.
With the
you know what? That's a land shark.
I'm a hammer, Eddie.
Oh, man. What up, Rodrigo was all annihilated on Saturday night, and I called up that fool. when he first got there, I called that fool on his phone, on the hotel phone, which I never do. That fool didn't know who was calling him.
Like, who the fuck is this?
And I answered the phone. It's me on the landline. Oh, man. Shout out to the guy that draws us, man. If you want to do a drawing, bro, if you could just draw that lady struggling up the hill with those fucking hiking sticks in San Francisco, man.
Is that Mario Cruz?
Mario Cruz, man. That fool could draw.
You see the new rendition, fool?
Which one?
Me and you or something?
Oh, yeah. As Mario Brothers? What the fuck? Luigi Dog.
We're going to get him a scholarship, fool.
I felt good, bro. You know, like, I get nervous, you know, sometimes at big shows, especially, like, if I have to follow an hour. I don't care who it is. I don't care who's performing. It could be you, Rizzo, Murr, you know, Larry Bubbles, or anybody comedian. When I have to follow an hour of show, I always get nervous. Because I know that everybody before me got laughs. You know, like, you, everybody. But I noticed the mindset, you know, like when I had to go follow Bruce, he did 20. And then
strong 20.
Strong 20, dog.
Solid 20, dog.
And now Fortune Feaster did 12. And then Preacher did 15. And some other fools did 10. We're talking 48 minutes of comedy. Plus the intermission. And then here's Felipe Esparza, bro. But I noticed that you got to approach it really mellow. You gotta approach it, bro. You can't approach, like, you know when you go up. You know they're not ready. But to go up, like when you went up and at the podcast show, you didn't approach it like a host. You slowly got into it, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't learn how to do that till I started going with you on these tours in 2010. We all go up there and pace yourself, fool. Don't be over there all fast. And I'm like, ugh.
That's how I felt when I had to follow go out before D-Ray, and I was nervous, dog. I didn't want to show it all weekend, but
towards
the end, I was kind of nervous, you know, going in there. But once I got there, I saw Skeets, super nice guy. You know, those guys make you feel good, bro.
Yeah, fool.
You just wish, you know, like when they interviewed me and they said, how do you feel working with all these guys? Dude, I want to say, how does it feel like? You should be asking me, what's it like to work with all these goddamn millionaires? Because D-Ray Davis is a millionaire, dog.
Oh, yeah, man.
So is Bruce. You know, and like, that should be the question. Like, how do I feel? I feel fucking nervous. I feel like I don't belong here with my fucking dirty tennis shoes here. You know, I feel
Canada,
like I'm over there staring at his green room like, why? But, you know, this is what I tell them. You know what I like? I like when I get to spend 15 minutes with these people before the show. Or they invite me into the green room.
Hell yeah.
And we start talking. Because that's the part that I'm going to take with me to my grave. You know, it ain't going to be how great the show was or how much we got paid. It was, how was the time? Oh, man, let me tell you, man. When we were in Orlando, we got to sit down with DC Curry, and he was trying to get Rodrigo fucked up.
In Houston, bro.
Houston. That's a good memory to have.
What's going on with you? You look thirsty. And he threw me that little bottle of
How about his old-ass cop friend?
He fell asleep, dog. Oh, man, this little motherfucker right here falling asleep. He used to be a detective. I guess he used to sleep on the job.
What's up, fool? Lisa's back.
With the report that our guest is not coming today.
Dun-dun-dun.
He hit you up?
He hit me up. He thought it was Thursday today.
I guess I got to get him a calendar.
It's funny.
He thought it was Thursday today, so he wants to reschedule.
But they had a show on Wednesday, too. That throws you off too, right? No lie. Like when you're flying and you're waking up and you don't know what day it is when you wake up in a plane. But when you're landing, you think it's Monday, huh?
Oh, dude. Oh, this whole last year has been throwing me off. But you got to go with it, dog. And then you got to look at your phone real quick. What the fuck?
And Lisa, man, must be even harder, right, Lisa? Because you had a flu and people are calling you. And you don't really have a chance to decompress.
Yeah, I can't really say, like, I can't talk right now. Like, I have to do things. You can't things. Say that. No.
I'll just hand you the phone.
I can't ignore the calls or the emails. Because this week when I had the flu, like, we had to go to San Francisco, right? And then the very next week, I had to, like, advance all these dates, like, send all this information to the three dates you're doing next week, three different casinos. It's like 9 different people, 3 at each spot that I have to talk to and send things to and... Then I forget like what I'm doing, but it's a juggling act. What?
Give a bunion story.
Well, when I started talking, I knew it was gonna be. You were gonna say something.
That's funny.
You asked how tough it was. It just is. I don't want to bore you with the day to day. It's boring, but it's
tell us.
It keeps me busy. Very, very, very busy where I can't. And I'm thinking 2 months ahead because that's what I have to do. And
then Rodrigo showed up to Corpus Christi with a cut lip. That's why he punched him.
Cut lip.
No, but that's what
I gone, dog.
No, it's still there a little bit. It's his, that's what I get for making fun of Martin Rizzo, dog. Dude, I haven't had an outbreak in like 2.5 years, dude.
Oh, you had a cold sore?
Cold sore, yeah.
Because you were talking about it.
I was like, dude, no, but it happened to me because I started feeling sick in Big Bear. Dude, these motherfuckers turned on the furnace, dog. It was hot as fuck in that house.
You can't handle hot.
I can't stand it, dog. I cannot stand it, dude. I was like, dude, you got to open a fucking window, dude. What the fuck is going on here?
Who you hanging up with, the Seinfelds?
Dude, I don't know, dog. Old bones up there, dog. Jesus, dude.
And somebody else controlled the heat? You didn't have control over
it? No, we turned it down, but I guess it's set like below. And it's like, dude, and then you have to keep it at a certain temperature because then the pipes will freeze. I was like, oh, my God, dude. Yeah. What are we in, Rochester? And, yeah, dude, so it started coming up, and I didn't have any medicine or anything. So I was like, fuck.
At our hotel room in Corpus Christi, it was so humid outside, and the hotel is fixed. As soon as you open your window,
the balcony
goes to 70. Yes. Yeah. Ugly 70, by the way. So you're over there in the humid, thinking you're going to go back inside your hotel room, and it's going to be 65. No. It's humid here, too.
It's the same.
So I left, if anybody's wondering, man, we left to San Francisco to do the show in Oakland on Saturday morning, and we boarded our rabbit on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So she was gone for most of for 4 days without us, but we had a little video camera, and Lisa was watching Slippers on that video camera all day.
How was she adjusting?
Slippers was bored.
Bored, bro. She was locked up. She looked like she was locked up, bro.
She was in a pen. They don't keep them in cages, but it's a pen. It's probably 3x6.
What's the name of it?
Bunny Love. Bunny Love. Van Nuys, yeah.
Solo pen or with other rabbits?
Her own pen, yeah. But she's next to another pen. And then in the other room, they have a pen, I think 130 rabbits that they have up for adoption. Actually, maybe not all of them are there. Some of them are in foster families, but the rest of them are hanging out there. But they all seem to like it. It's chill. The Slippers are not used to not getting constant pets all day because we're home all day, you know. So like, so every like half hour we go and say hi to her. She's not used to that, not having that interaction, you know.
And she really can't at that place. Those rabbits really can't make the pen really their home because by the time they start moving everything to the way they want it, they come in and change
it. They're gone.
Yeah, because they clean it every day though.
And they have night blankets.
No. That was just the way the night vision camera looked. Yeah.
I thought they had a different blanket at night.
No, I thought so too. It was the same blanket. Once the lights came on, I saw it was the same one.
She's used to like living with us, and she every night at 11, she gets a special treat.
Pellets.
They're sweeter, you know, they're bad for her, but she don't get a lot.
We give her a little hand.
But over there, nothing, bro.
Well, no, she got pellets, but it's the hay pellets.
It's
not the good treat.
You can watch them like hours later, still there.
The good ones are what, alfalfa or something?
No, the good ones have hay pellets mixed in with like little treats that
corn.
They shouldn't have. Like, not corn, but like little things with a little bit of grain in them or...
Like a sweet tarts, eh?
Yeah, they're kind of like little candy things.
Look, she lives like a queen, dog.
She does. But they give her pellets, but they're the boring pellets. But she didn't have the special treats. So she's looking around like, this is it?
When
like,
she sees what? You guys to go pick her up, when you guys go pick her up, does she get all excited?
No, she gets mad.
She's chill. Why? Because you left her?
She remembers.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, she takes a long time. She'll give you her back. And then when you get home, a lot of kicks when she leaves you.
She gives you kicks when you put her.
Oh yeah, I put her down on the rug in the hallway to go back to the office. Kick, 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 all the way. Biggest kicks I've ever seen. She was so pissed. And then she went right behind the chair. Hang out. Yeah, she went right behind the chair to hide. I couldn't get to her.
What I call personality.
Personality.
She does. She has a lot of personality.
So we're supposed to have Chaka today.
Yeah, man.
But he thought it was Thursday.
he had a long night last night. So we're going to reschedule.
He must have wrote all over his calendar.
Too much graffiti on my calendar. So we're going to reschedule.
You think graffiti's dead?
Fuck no.
Graffiti's coming back.
It's been on the upswing for the last 5 years, yeah. Dude. That's when that dude Ruger came out. I don't know if he's a tattoo artist now, but it's really, really good.
Do you know there are posers out there, though?
Of course, always.
Who do that 4 years of college and then decide...
Dude, you can't. You got to go. That's hands-on. You got to go on the street. But even I think right now, L.A. graffiti is better than New York, dude.
Did you see the graffiti in Edmonton?
Yeah.
Pretty old school, huh?
Yeah, it was cool, too.
More clouds.
Look at all, when the trains pass by, there's way more graffiti, dude, coast to coast.
I like the Japanese graffiti. That's cool, man.
I really like the clouds for some reason. The big bubble letters.
Uh-huh. Bombs?
Yeah,
Bombs. I like the bombs. Is that the style they call bombs because they're blown up?
They're up there bombing, dog.
Oh, they're bombing. That's right. You're bombing on the wall because you're trying to blow up. I'm hip. I'm cool. You want to talk jive?
Talk jive at the best of them.
Yeah, you dig, Holmes?
We were talking about earlier about how bad that show is, Godless. But I still watch it because it's trying to get good.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
You guys still watching The Americans?
I'm watching.
I stopped. I haven't been watching it. Listen to that stand-up show.
Which one?
Kind of. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's on Amazon. It's their own series. And it's about a woman in the 50s who's a housewife and, Jewish housewife. And her husband leaves her. And she starts to become a comedian.
Kind of like the story of Phyllis Diller, huh?
Kind of. But it's it's not any specific person.
Right.
And they don't. Yeah, it's very broad. But it's general ideas. I think Jen Kirkman's a consultant on that show. Okay. I saw her name once, but it's just, kind of bucking the system, bucking what everybody expected from her, but she didn't even expect to do it. She just goes on a late night drunken rant after her husband leaves her and realizes this is like therapeutic for her to stand up there and talk to people. But it's funny though, she leaves the house at 10 o'clock at night and walks out. Because she's mad, she's pissed at everybody, and she's staying with her parents. And her mom says, she had somewhere to go at 10 o'clock at night. If I left the house at 10 o'clock, I wouldn't have anywhere to go. I'd be sitting outside going, I have no place to go.
No personality, lady.
So she went to the comedy club right away. It was like this place for her to go that was therapeutic.
What's the title of the show?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It looks like something you wouldn't watch, And she kind of annoys me, the actress. Like, she's this, it's just too much like this, like in the 50s, hey?
How do they talk?
Like in Hudsucker Proxy, I don't know if it was.
Daddy-o.
I hate that movie because everybody talks like this. See, everybody talks like they're trying to sound like an old timey movie.
Right here.
So she does a little too much of that, but the story of
the Dodgers beat the Cubs by 2-4 with a hit and 4 home runs and a Budweiser, the King of Beers.
I was telling Mr. Robinson, I can't come that late.
It's Gary Cooper, huh?
Yeah,
he's gonna get away.
Rachel Fine. Rachel Fine.
Question number 5.
Rachel Feinstein's character her mom? She does. Not necessarily her mom, but sometimes she does a character that talks like this, and she's they
those
all talk kind of like
me laugh, bro.
Kind of like I'm not knocking Rachel, but I mean that character, that voice that she does is very
Tomlin,
much like
Lily Tomlin on the phone.
No, that was Ernestine.
Oh, okay.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, that woman.
Sound like Barry Katz now.
She did sound like Barry Katz.
Two of them.
No. Felipe, I have something to talk to you about.
Hi, Papa.
Papa.
Hi, boss.
And I have to tell you, it's one of those holy shit moments.
I heard about those moments.
That's how they get you, bro.
That's how they get you. A lot of smoke blowing up your ass.
Hey, who's blowing the most smoke up your ass, dog?
I don't know.
Do you know? I think Barry would be up there, but Barry would admit. That's what he does.
Yeah. He's not. He can shine away from it.
He won't deny it.
Yeah.
Do you know whose special is called Undeniable? New comedy special?
Who?
Eddie Griffin on Showtime.
And that produced by Barry Katz, right? It is? Undeniable is called?
Yes. I have to double check. Yeah, I see if Barry did. Barry did produce
it. I see Eddie Griffin and his wife, Kim Griffin. And they were taking photos.
Cole Griffin.
And they were taking photos, and they were dressed the same with, like, the gangster hat, gangster clothes. I think
sounds like a couple we know, huh?
Yeah, sounds like Chamorita and Miss MC Pancho.
MC Eddie.
MC Eddie.
And Cole Morita.
Yeah, I've never seen his wife. Like, all
MC Pancho loves Kevin Coffee, huh?
Oh, my God.
The backyard.
Coffee, butterflies, tea, biscuits.
I don't know if somebody releases butterflies every time they talk, bro. That'll be hilarious. Shout out to MC Pancho.
Somebody's
man.
Like living on their block or staying outside their block releasing one.
You gotta go have breakfast in the harbor area.
That would be funny.
I want MC Pancho to do other video break. MC Pancho cutting grass. You think he dresses up to get to grass?
No, he probably wears his tank top. Or
I don't think he fucks with
I don't
grass.
Think he, yeah, I don't think he does
he's
it.
He's one of those, he can't, he has to be crisp, fool.
Yeah, he would hire somebody.
Yeah. I don't think he fucks with grass or cutting the leaves or anything.
Or washes the cars, huh?
I don't think so either, dog.
No, he gets all that stuff.
Chamorita's the one that washes inside of the cars.
They must go through a lot of plastic, huh, for the clothes. Cause other stuff is cleaners, bro.
Oh, it's all bagged up and starched and shit.
Barry's name is not on Eddie's special, oh, by the way. No,
he was undenied.
But I could have sworn.
Anybody coming out with a new special? You know that we don't know about.
It's all just all that Netflix. That stuff.
Willie Barcena trying.
Nah, the only thing is he was working on that one show for a while. That's what Orlando told me over there from El Paso.
Orlando, that he cut his hair.
Yeah, he cut his hair. He was working on the production side of that.
Man, Willie convinced that fool to move, huh?
Well, one of his buddies lives at his house now in the basement where he used to have the studio from Sacramento, remember? They built it there for him so he can broadcast from L.A.
Garage Films.
Live from Silver Lake, bro. Yeah, so other than that, that's it, though.
Shout out to Toby Hicks and Jamal Doman.
The Dope Dealers Podcast.
They got the Dope Dealers Podcast. If you guys are looking for a new podcast to listen to, go check that one out.
Starts in March, right? Middle of March?
I think they released the first episode already.
I think so. No, he just said it was done, but they're debuting it, I think, in March.
Okay.
Let me check that post. I think it's like March 22nd.
When was the first time you saw a Chaka graffiti?
The first time I ever seen a Chaka graffiti was going to El Mercadito, right there on a brick wall.
They were big, huh? They were like, I think, you think like this is... This is me talking out of hand here, but you think that because when you look at Chaka's, all his pieces, wherever they were at, they were noticeable. Like, I don't care where he put it, you saw it. You think that guy, Shepherd Fairey?
Shepherd Fairey?
Because he came out after Chaka.
Shepherd Fairey is cut and paste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of the cut and paste.
We were talking about that, man. Like, really? You're not. But
that's Adobe.
Nobody drawing, huh?
No. It's just cut and pasting and like.
No, they do like wallpaper paint. Yeah. Paste and get
layered up.
Nobody draws anymore than that.
No, it's not free artist, dude. That Chaka was free artist. But think about Chaka, though. He was always clean and that name was memorable, though. And then he got up a lot, fool.
Everywhere.
See, what years was he active?
90s.
Early 90s? Because in New York, there was Chico. And Chico was similar. Chico ended up getting. The smart businesses would commission him to paint on their roll down gates, right? That block their. In New York, you can't really have a glass door front, storefront. That Lower East Side was where this was. So you would, you'd have a roll down gate in front of your building. And so a lot of people would tag it up. And so to combat that, people would hire Chaka, who was also a tagger in the beginning. I'm not Chaka, Chico.
Chico.
And then he would do a mural on their gates, and nobody tagged it up at that point because people had respect for the artist and for what he had done.
Disrespect and all that stuff.
So that was the smart ones would hire him to do a little mural there. And he did a few of the murals in Lower East Side.
A lot of those extra graffiti artists became like notable artists. I mean, even
when just like Fabian too. Fabian here, he's got respect, but he started as a tagger too. You know,
and he does full on murals. Mm-hmm.
Me, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. That when people would do the graffiti in a neighborhood, and I know that I couldn't cross out the whole gang because, the whole gang go after your ass. So I would look at the gang and see which other member I really don't like, and I would just circle their name, bro. And that right there, and I knew who it was. And every time I see his name, I will circle it, bro.
Imagine what that fool would think.
That fool dreamer thought that they were looking for him.
That's what I'm saying.
He was getting paranoid, dog. Because he knew that they didn't want to fuck with a gang or disrespect the neighborhood. They only wanted him. So that's how you really get back at fools, bro. If you only
make them scared.
You circle their name only, and like, I'm watching your ass. I have respect for your whole neighborhood. But you, motherfucker. Is the one I'm going to go after.
So you had like revenge tattoos.
Yeah, revenge graffiti.
Imagine one day you open the mail, dog, and there's a picture of you in your living room just chilling, dog, through the window.
That's scary.
You know what I mean? That's how you fuck with people, dog.
You could do that at a house party, bro. Somebody went to a house party and you take the wife's underwear with you. Like, not all of them. But then you mail it to them and then you send them a text. I'm watching.
Or just sneak in there, dog. My intent wasn't to burglarize.
I always like good food at someone else's house.
Oh my God, dude!
Like especially like if somebody would have made beans, but they were good and flour tortillas, I wouldn't even complain, bro. With a bucket of butter right there.
There's a lady up the street that made bomb ass beans, Doña Petra, with lard and shit. My mom never made them.
She sounded like somebody that could make bomb ass.
She was a salvadora too, dog. But anyways, I fucking the kid, her grandson came home with me.
Creamy ass buttery beans. Came home with
me. He's all, yeah, just like that burrito you ate at my grandma's house. And my mom looks at me.
What?
Send that motherfucker home. Beat the fuck out of me, dog.
Eating a burrito. She doesn't. House?
She didn't want me eating at anybody's house because then she's gonna thank people that we she doesn't feed her kids.
Oh.
See, that's a funny episode. That's funny because that's a funny scene in that episode because I was watching that show. The Goldbergs. That shit was funny, dude.
Keep your mouth shut.
Because all the Goldbergs, once you go eat at a Chinese restaurant, and they were loving that food more than their moms. And she was getting jealous, bro. So she invited the owner of the Chinese restaurant, her son, to eat at her house. And she fed him like redneck food, like macaroni and cheese with bacon. Mom, you don't understand. They put bacon on the pasta.
Oh, that's bomb, though, dog.
People don't know, dogs.
Fool, I wonder.
So they named a meal after one of her sons at the Chinese restaurant. So she told them that they're gonna ban them. So your mom got pissed out at you. That's one thing
she
about.
She doesn't want me eating.
I don't know if it's just the Latino immigrants or Latino parents or anybody who grew up poor or in the hood. They get mad when you go eat somewhere else, bro. Fool.
She never liked anybody spending the night at her house or spending the night at anybody else's house.
No, we were never allowed to have people.
I don't understand how we're all this fuck. Where do kids come? Get the audacity to be so brave enough to ask their parent for a sleepover or a play date. Tell me, bro. You show up with your friend and go, Mom, we're going to go spend the night over there. You are, cabrón?
It's not going to happen, dog.
It ain't going to happen.
Then that fool's going to go home and you're going to get your ass beat again, dog.
Like, my mom would hate it, bro. We come back full from somewhere.
If I had another kid, though, especially a girl, but any kid, really, but I... If I had another one now, I would probably not allow sleepovers. I would allow sleepovers at my house, but I probably wouldn't allow my kid to go over because just too many things happen. Dude. I don't trust the parents.
I wouldn't allow a sleepover if I'm there, bro. I would have to be gone.
Dude.
I want no stories.
Well, the whole thing was we wanted to be altar boys, me and my brother, when we were little kids. Mm-hmm. And then all that shit came out. And she's all, remember when you guys wanted to be altar boys and everybody's all getting fucking molested, you fucking idiots?
So you guys wanted to be altar boys independently of your parents?
Well, no. We
like
wanted
you had your own feelings?
Just to get out of the house.
No, just to be on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dog. Fuck, dude. Because all those fools will come down, everybody be talking to them and shit. They'll be all like this.
They're the man. That's funny.
Dude.
Bro, I have to be up there.
Dude. They would not let me, dude.
When I was the altar boy, man, for Father Great Boy, I felt like a king ringing that bell, bro.
Oh, dude. Everybody had a little job.
I felt like... I felt like... People could ask me for favors, bro.
Dude, you can get closer to the people.
But that's how it was in the old days, though, right?
Dude.
If your son was an altar boy, there was favors from the church, right?
Prestige.
Like, bro, my mom and my dad would hate. At the beginning of the church, there's always like a couple that walks up with the wine and the bread and takes it to the priest.
Did you guys have the families that everybody in the family did it too?
We never got chosen, bro.
Oh, dude.
My mom was hipócritas.
There was always that family. Hipócritas.
That men andaba bien borracha
noche. Hey, fool. They dress like shit during the whole week, dude. But that day, dog, they're just everything fool. New, huh?
The mama wearing tacones with fucking hairy legs. Bath high feet, huh?
Oh, my God, dude.
Everybody's all clean, limpiado, bro.
Oh, dude. Horrible, dude.
And I think they were all bad.
Oh, fool. Please. Because everybody's seen that shit in your community.
You're walking over there like royalty, bro.
Yeah, dog.
And all you do is handing over a plate to somebody. That's it.
Oh, dude. That's it, dude.
But people use that as power in the hood, dude.
Oh, dude. They'll be all acting all like they're better than you, dog.
Or these fools thought they were bad too, bro. The fucking losers that will walk in our church that carry the little thing to pick up the money.
Oh, man. Dude, in our church, dude. They actually ended up having to, because people were stealing it for those people that were working. Then they had to get police department bags at the end and put all the money there and close it.
Yeah, armed dog. Guards.
Oh, yeah. They closed the school down right there too, dog. They finally built the church 30 years later.
Dude, and when we used to do that, the priest always joked and said, did you get your cut?
It was probably going on.
Me and my friend, we were dumping... buckets.
Dude.
And then it was all falling, and sometimes I would put my hand to push it down. Bro, I could have slipped a 20 if I wanted to.
Fool.
But I'm not a thief. I didn't want to. I was just scared, right? Like somebody watching my ass.
God's watching.
Bro, I didn't want my hand to get slapped.
Dude, let me tell you, if there's a racket, that's a racket, dog. How many times are going to pass that shit around, though?
I know. How many? That's weird. How come it's so many times?
When I was little, it was four at the most. Now it's like 12, dog.
Whoa.
Why?
Four?
Four times.
We had two.
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Every break, there would be the pass around. Now it's like 10, 12 times,
but
dog.
I don't understand. Why do they do it multiple times, though? Because if you're tithing, let's say you're a regular there. It's supposed to be once. And it's 10% for your monthly income. That's like, if you're following the Bible, that's what you're supposed to give to God, right?
10%
or the Vatican.
What, are you my fucking agent?
Jesus.
Right, you're my agent. So 10%. But it's a monthly thing. So, okay, let's say you split it into 4 weeks when you're there on Sundays or whatever day you go to church, Saturday, if you're Seventh-day Adventist, whatever. So you're throwing in your thing. Do they expect you to give more again? Do you have to dole it out for the 4 plates per session? I mean, it's weird. Why did they do it so many times?
My brother Angel will put up his hand, but he's going to put something and then open it, nothing comes off, and then that's it, dog.
You guys, you never had the little thumb trick?
Hell no, man.
That's what I would do, dog.
You are evil.
Those motherfuckers wasting my time, fool.
I would put in an envelope. I would just put an envelope in there, bro. Nothing in it.
And you know what I would do with that tip?
I'd done that before.
And then I'll give that shit back, dog, like it was mine.
Yeah, 12 collections?
Dude, yes, dude.
It's funny, when I was Gia's...
It's no joke,
when dude. I was Gia's godmother and...
Gia, yeah.
Yeah, I had to... they did it, I think, 3 times there during that little ceremony. During that little ceremony, I didn't have shit. I didn't know it was supposed... I didn't know it was going to be an actual mass, like, or whatever it was.
Getting a receipt from Trader Joe's, eh?
So I didn't expect that. So I didn't know there would be donation plate passed around and all that.
She put a gift card to God.
I didn't put shit. I just was like, yeah, they passed this to Gia. Gia's like...
She put a little wing and shit, like the guy from Coming to America. Remember that fool's life in your past today?
Oh, dude.
There's fools that don't want to pass it without putting money in it. Slick, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a skill, fool, that you develop.
But there's fools that I know that their whole lives, they never put a dime in.
Oh, no. You know the people. Because, hey, dude, what do you want to say? It's like, oh, whatever. You're watching everybody in that motherfucker, dog.
But 10% every week is a lot.
Oh, dude.
So that means if you make $250 a week, you got to get 25, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the... idea.
$3,000 a month, $300.
Yeah, it's the gift to Caesar. What is Caesar's and gift to God?
Do your parents still go to church?
No,
no.
Only when somebody dies,
or Easter or nothing like that.
Nah,
Christmas.
Dude. Nah, it's done, dude.
Done. Yeah, pa' qué?
For what? They finally tell us when you're older. It's fucking full of shit.
The whole time they were lying to us that we go to church together, huh?
It was just part of that whole everybody playing their little role in society, dog.
Well, you know what it is too. This woman we met with this woman who was a writer who was raised Mormon, and she said basically like she's not Mormon anymore, but she said, you know, they just don't want you to fuck. They don't want young people to fuck.
Well, this is the thing.
And they want to raise their kids like that. And then when they get older, a lot of them stop.
My parents won't cop to it, but the priest started talking about condoms, like that you shouldn't be using condoms. And they were using condoms. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the big things. Mm-hmm. You know, fuck all this, dude. This is motherfuckers getting into our bedroom now. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
It finally was over. I didn't end up getting confirmed because I thought, oh, dude, we're done. Yeah.
That's when your brother started messing up.
Fuck, that fool fucking always got a free ride, dog.
What's up, fool? You got shows coming up, bro? Or what?
I'll be around town.
Where?
Monday. I'm going to be in Temecula on Tuesday.
Temecula? There's comedy in Temecula?
Yeah. Out there in the sticks, you know?
Any big shows still going down over there, like Cheer, like they used to have them?
Nah, dude. This dude named Johnny Herrera runs it over there. They're pretty good, dude, at fucking Max's Pizza, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. But other than that, like, nothing like back in the day they used to bump.
It's funny, but, like, back in the days, like, you could have a show with a bunch of people and still pay them 100, and these people are nobodies, but they're funny.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was like...
They didn't like that no more, huh? Like, people want to get... Probably because everybody wants to get paid. There ain't no more shows.
Of course, dude. Everyone wants to get paid, and also fucking showjacking, dog. Well, they're doing a big-ass show, and the show sucks, dog. People are going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The old fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be in town Wednesday, so I'll be over there at the Fourth Wall.
There aren't many new Hustler comics starting rooms and everything, right? They're like they're ending up like trying to go to the Comedy Store or finding a home at one of these places, right? Instead of like going out on their own and taking a risk because an extra room, like, it doesn't make any sense. Because you guys had a lot of rooms going on.
A lot of rooms.
And now the only people doing those regular rooms are people who are already comics around the same time you guys were.
Like Sebastian Satina.
Like Sebastian and those guys, you know?
I mean, they're making a living.
Oh, sure, but I'm just saying there aren't any new people coming in, starting new rooms.
No, these guys want to just get booked, but they don't want
to
hustle.
Right. And it's tough to run a room and find the disappointment of having nobody show up.
And they go to all these rooms in Hollywood. There's a lot of rooms in Hollywood, but they don't pay nothing.
Hollywood doesn't pay.
Never has paid. Uh-uh. I don't care who you are. Anybody who had a room in Hollywood has never given me
a
dime.
And it's funny. A lot of those people, they are surprised when they do Latino room. Ralphie May was saying in one of these little students, these little comedy classes, he was talking to people and he said, you want to make money when you're open micing? Do the Latino rooms. Them Latinos pay.
And there's always a party after. That'd be a cockfight after,
always
too.
Always dancing after. But, yeah, I don't understand having people perform and not pay a little something, you know.
Gas money, at least.
I understand how a comedian cannot leave the 605 to go do an open mic in Hollywood. They got to get paid.
They don't get paid, fool.
There's no growth, bro. You got to go somewhere and bomb.
You got to go somewhere out of your element.
Fools want to get accolades, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You don't grow till you go out of your element, huh?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You got to be uncomfortable, dog.
There's still people doing those rooms. There are still people who show up at workout rooms, knowing it's a workout room, doing their same 20 minutes they've always done for the past 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
A showrunner might come in.
You got to kill, dog.
But you can't grow from killing all the time, you know?
Just put me in that prime spot.
Did we tell you we had a good meeting already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about it?
Yeah.
Give all the secrets away.
I just mentioned it, really.
Face. Yeah, so we're not on camera today because Chaka didn't want to be on camera, and damn. So whatever. It turned into a just
the hey, but the jump up with the Latino rooms, too, was because it was like funny as funny. There was like Que Locos.
Comedy Picante.
There was a lot of stuff going on, and that was fucking building up where people wanted to see, because the lines around the Wild Coyote, dog, when it was called Tortillas, dog, it was wrapped around the building. They were charging $5. And you guys had a budget, and you guys were paying.
Good times, Raza.
Good times.
What's up, fool? You got shows coming up?
No shows.
All right, people. Don't forget that I'm going to be at the L'Amour Tachi Casino. It's sold out February 22nd. February 23rd, Las Vegas, Treasure Island. February 24th, Rochester, Washington, Lucky Eagle. March 2, Hilo, Hawaii at Palace Theater. March 3rd, Honolulu, Hawaii at Blaisdell Center. March 9th through 11th. Get those tickets because it's going to sell out. Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. And we're going to be at the spring training to watch the Rockies play the Dodgers, bro. How do you like that?
That'll be tight, dude.
I got you guys tickets.
I'm going to start my little Dodger rant that day. My first one.
On that Sunday, I have to book you guys a car, too. Also, the week after Phoenix, I didn't put it on that list. You're going to be in Cleveland, coming back to Cleveland.
Hilarities.
Yeah. So if any of you listeners are in Cleveland only, hit us up for some free tickets and we'll give you some.
The only time I gave you a pizza to go home, bro, every day.
Hilarities?
Come on, guys. You hungry? Take a pizza home. What's up, fool?
No need, dog.
I'm good.
Anything else?
That's it, man. Anything
funny to say? What's up, fool? Thank you guys for, man, always listening to us. And please, man, write a review of our show. It helps our numbers. And if you write a review on Yemen also, because he needs some. And write reviews on Instead of the Casserole. Also, write down reviews for the What's Up Food podcast. Tell us you love us. Give us ideas how you want the show to be better. We're not going to listen to them, but we're still, you know. Thank you very much, guys.